Chapter 9. A Lesson from Shakespeare. Weeks passed, and Sarah still felt very energetic. Although her days were very long, she enjoyed being so busy. She was doing well in all her lessons and was making a lot of progress on her Cervantes project. Rehearsals for the play were getting more exciting as the date of the first performance got closer. There were less than 2 weeks to the performance. The only thing that bothered Sarah was that the other people in the play were still unfriendly to her. Geoffrey was her only friend. He saw the sadness in Sarah's eyes at the end of rehearsals when she watched everyone else leave together, and he knew that she wasn't completely happy. "Sarah, are you busy this weekend?" Geoffrey asked her one day when they were collecting their things at the end of the rehearsal. "No busier than any other weekend," she replied. "Why?" "Would you like to go out for lunch?" Geoffrey asked. "I've still got some of the money my grandfather gave me for my birthday, and I'd like to use it to buy us lunch. It would give us the opportunity to get to know each other better."
"That sounds lovely," Sarah said. "Is Saturday okay?"
"Saturday sounds great," Geoffrey answered. They met for lunch at a pizzeria in Winchester's historic city centre. They had a lovely time, and Sarah laughed a lot at Geoffrey's funny comments about almost everything. She felt really lucky to have such a nice friend. They talked about their families, school, and what they enjoyed doing in their free time. After some time, they started talking about the play. It didn't take long for Sarah to mention her frustrations with the people in the play.
"I don't understand it," she said. "What have I done to make them hate me so much?"
"I think that you're exaggerating a little," said Geoffrey. "Hate is a very strong word."
"I suppose you're right," agreed Sarah. "But it's very frustrating that nobody else wants to be friends with me. There are a couple of people who are especially unkind to me."
"Who?" Geoffrey asked.
"Rebecca and Ian,"
Sarah responded.
"Whenever Miss Kirk isn't paying attention, they either laugh at my accent or they tell me that I'm pronouncing things wrong. It doesn't help that Rebecca is playing Juliet and I'm playing her nurse. Most of my scenes are with her, and she's making it very difficult for me. I just don't understand why they're being so rude to me."
"I didn't realize that was happening," said Geoffrey. "I'm sorry."
"I know you are," said Sarah, smiling. "Thank you for being such a good friend and listening to my problems."
"That's what friends are for," Geoffrey said, smiling back. He got the waiter's attention and paid the bill. Sarah and Geoffrey left the pizzeria and stood outside in the warm afternoon sunshine.
"Thank you for a lovely lunch," said Sarah.
"My pleasure," Geoffrey replied.
"So, what are you going to do for the rest of the day?" "I should go home to study because I've got a lot of work to do," Sarah answered. "But it's such a lovely day that I think that I'm going for a walk in the park first. Would you like to come with me?"
"I'd love to, but I promised my father that I'd help him in the garden this afternoon," Geoffrey answered. "Have a nice walk and enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'll see you on Monday." In the park, Sarah sat down under a big tree and watched the clouds pass slowly by. Then she started thinking about how rude Rebecca and Ian were being to her.
"Stop it," Sarah thought. "Try to relax again. Just think about how nice it is here."
The warm sun felt good, but soon she began to feel tired and her eyes became heavy. She was about to close her eyes, but suddenly opened them, because something was obscuring the sun from her. A man was standing in front of her, but she couldn't see his face clearly because he was standing directly in front of the sun.
Sarah was frightened because she hadn't heard anyone approach.
"Who are you?" she cried. "What do you want?"
"I'm sorry," the man said. "I didn't mean to frighten you."
He moved to Sarah's right so that she could see him better. Sarah looked at him and recognized him immediately.
"I'm dreaming," she said
as her question was answered. William Shakespeare was standing a meter away from her.
"Yes, I am William Shakespeare, and you're not dreaming, Sarah," the man said.
"I'm here because I want to talk to you about your frustrations with the other people in the cast. Do you know who first wrote about me in London?"
"Yes," Sarah answered. "A man named Green wrote about you in 1592. But I don't understand the connection between him and me."
"You soon will, Sarah," promised Shakespeare.
"You are correct. His full name was Robert Green. Do you remember what he wrote about me?"
"Green wrote that you were an actor, a poet, and that you wrote plays," Sarah replied.
"The experts on your life agree that what he wrote proves that you were well established in the London theatre world by then."
"Correct," said Shakespeare. "But Green wasn't very nice about me, was he?"
"No, he wasn't," agreed Sarah. "He was very insulting and criticized you a lot. For example, he said that you had no talent."
Sarah was silent for a moment.
"It reminds me of the way some people in the cast talk about me," Sarah said sadly. "I'm sure that you felt terrible when you read what Green wrote about you."
"Not at all," said Shakespeare.
"You didn't?" asked Sarah, surprised.
"I was honored that Green wrote those things about me," he answered.
"How could you be honored?"
Sarah asked incredulously.
"Usually, people are insulting and critical because they are envious of someone's success," explained Shakespeare.
"Green was a very frustrated man and had only been moderately successful in the theatre. He knew that I was more talented and was envious. That's why he wrote those things about me."
Sarah was quiet as she thought about what Shakespeare had said.
Perhaps Ian and Rebecca were envious of her, because Miss Kirk was always complimenting her.
"You should learn to believe in yourself and not pay any attention to what others say about you. Concentrate on the things that are really important to you," Shakespeare continued.
Sarah looked at the sky. The bright sun forced her to close her eyes for a second. When she opened them again, Shakespeare had gone.
"What's happening to me?" Sarah thought. "It can't be another strange dream."
Sarah stood up and walked home, thinking about Shakespeare's words. Suddenly, she felt more confident. She was beginning to understand people's reactions to her, and she didn't feel so angry anymore.